Good morning, Northern Michigan. I'm Wendy Nienhaus, and it's time for Boomer Ability here on WTCM News Talk 580. Were you born in the 1940s, the 1950s, or the early 1960s? You're a baby boomer, and this show is for you. This is where you learn from the influencers and the experts in our region here in Northern Michigan that really share a lot to help make life here better, to help us understand and get to know our area. Sometimes it's an individual that has a history. Sometimes it's an event or an organization that has a lot to offer. You need to know more about it. This morning we are with Matt Kern. He is the station manager for the Traverse Area Community Media based in Traverse City. So get ready. We are going to learn more about how to learn and share your stories here in Northern Michigan. This is WTCM News Talk 580. I'm Wendy Nienhaus, and it's time for Boomer Ability. Good morning, Matt. I'm glad you're here with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm thrilled that you're here. Mm-hmm. Let us know a little bit more about where you're from and your connection to the region.
So my connection to the region goes back till the 1930s. Even though I was born in 1986, my great-grandparents had a cottage here in the 1930s and brought my grandma on my dad's side up here for her childhood in the summers. And then my dad's generation, my dad and his three brothers got to come up here every summer. They grew up in the Detroit area and they spent their whole summers in Traverse City. I've heard stories all through my youth about just how sparsely populated and how much of a fun summer town it was then before Traverse City really grew dramatically. But I grew up here in the 90s. I lived in the same neighborhood that my dad grew up coming to over by East Bay Park on the east side of Traverse City by NMC. It was really an idyllic childhood. I just had the run of the neighborhood. As long as we didn't cross Front Street or cross Munson Avenue, we could go wherever we wanted to. And it was really quite a free and amazing experience. I grew up in the water pretty much every day of the summer as a kid. And I moved away for a little while in my 20s, but the water really called me back to the area. So I came back in 2013.
Here you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important, I think, too. You are not a baby boomer, mm-hmm. you know, being born in 1986. However, it's really important to share that connection to the region that you have now. But you actually were inspired and you grew up here and you have a baby boomer set of parents that, yep. you know, really instilled this love for Northern Michigan. And I cannot ignore the fact that your dad, I'm here with Matt Kern, your dad is Tom Kern,
mm-hmm.
a very familiar figure as the former executive director of our National Cherry Festival for yep. years.
Yeah, I think from 92 or 93 through 2005.
But just a figurehead of that organization. And there are so many developments that came throughout his term as the executive director. So mm-hmm. here with Matt Kern, and we are sharing a little bit more of his own story, getting to know his connection here to the Northern Michigan region. But let us know a little bit more about what you're involved in now. People that are connected to Northern Michigan need to know there's an opportunity for them to tell their stories.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this great idea that came from his own experience of learning more about his great-grandmother because his dad pulled out a microphone and said, hey, let's record your life and keep this in our own family archives. Share with us a little bit more about how you see this developing. Why and where it's going.
So Reflections it's a new program that we're offering. It's a community-based oral history project run by Traverse Area Community Media. Traverse Area Community Media is this region's public access station, and we see it as a really important aspect of public access to give the public access to memories and to provide a venue for people to share their memories and their stories. We are Northern Michigan's public access television station, and also we run the government access television station. And we are centered around Traverse City and were funded by Traverse City, Garfield Township, Elmwood Township, and East Bay Township. And we have a television studio and a training facility over on Munson Avenue, not far from where I grew up, just a couple blocks away from where I grew up, actually. So it's nostalgic every time I go to work, really. We have the studio now open for people to come share their own personal recollections of the area, of their childhood. It doesn't necessarily have to be someone from here, but a lot of people's experiences center around what it was like growing up in Traverse City or in Flint, Detroit, since a lot of people in this area are from downstate or from somewhere else. There are a lot of transplants. So we really value people's personal experiences, and we believe that all of our experiences together are what make this a community. And the more we know about each other's experiences, the tighter knit our community will be. So with Reflections, we try and make it as easy as possible for people in this region to record oral histories. And it's a completely free project. If you live in this area, all you need to do is sign up on our website for a recording session. Our website is reflections.video instead of .com. So it's reflections.video. And our phone number is 231-929-4188. And you can contact us through either of those venues. And on our website, you can even book a session right there. You can pick a time and a date, and it'll send us your reservation. You don't even have to interact with us if you don't want to. There's a little form you can fill out that'll help us get prepared for your interview. And you can either be interviewed by one of us in the studio, or you can interview a loved one, or you can come in and just share your story without an interviewer. We're really flexible about how folks want to participate with this. We want all types of stories, people from all ages. We want to focus on how this region has impacted people, but we don't want it to only be people that are from this region, since a lot of people that live here aren't originally from here, but they still make up a part of the community. So it's a really broad and wide-ranging project that we think will just increase in value over time, the more and more stories we collect and the more time that passes, because a lot of the things that people think are mundane or trivial today will be incredibly interesting to people in the future. So if you're interested in participating, or you know someone else that is a great storyteller or that has incredible experiences that you think need to be recorded, please contact us and we'll do our best to help you record those stories, and we'll help you archive them as well. It serves two purposes. It helps us build a community archive of personal stories, and it serves as a really great memento for friends and family.
It's an incredible idea. And speaking here with Matt Kern from the Traverse Area Community Media in Traverse City, they have this great opportunity for us to share these stories and to learn from these stories. And when I first was having a conversation with Matt about being a part of Boomer Ability, he was the first one to share that, you know, this is not a new idea. There are other organizations that are doing this or are discussing doing this. However, what's really important is that you're doing it, that there is a local doing something like this, and there are maybe others in our region that are doing something similar.
And this project is really in its infancy right now. We just announced it the second week of 2020. And since we announced it, we've heard from people around the region that have been doing this work for a lot longer than us. So someone reached out to me from the Empire Area Museum, and he had been recording oral histories since the 1970s on video cassette tapes back then. And he did the tedious work of transferring all those cassette tapes to DVD.
Wow.
And he had hundreds of DVDs, and he invited me over. I went to his house, picked up a few boxes of DVDs. And so now we're going to be adding those to our archives as well. So it won't just be these the reflections that we're recording. We're also going to start adding, if people have oral histories that they've recorded over the years and they want to submit them to us, we'll start adding them to an archive that people can access online.
There will be the opportunity to have that public view of mm-hmm. them. And mm-hmm. do they need to be video? Let's say somebody does have something.
No, they can be audio only. And the video projects will screen on our television station on channel 189. Those will screen on the community TV station and be available online. But if somebody wanted to submit just an audio recording, we could just add that to the online archive for them. Or, and this is getting maybe a little bit more advanced, if somebody wants to come in and scan photographs and learn how to edit those photographs into a video, they could do a video slideshow over an audio recording, and we offer the trainings for people to do that. And it's free for anyone who lives in one of our funding jurisdictions.
This is incredible. I think this is something that listeners here in Boomer Ability will be all over, in my opinion, because here in Northern Michigan, we are so proud of our region and we're proud mm-hmm. of our history. And a lot of our history was built here in this region. However, like you mentioned, there are a variety of individuals that became great leaders in our region, and they weren't necessarily born and raised in this region. So mm-hmm. as we learn more about these individuals, we're able to connect. We have these archives that are going to educate us and connect us that way.
Yeah, and one of the incredible things about it is that its value will increase over time. So they'll have immediate value because people will hear other people's experiences about growing up in this area and maybe be able to relate to them or just find something particularly interesting. But the things that we find really mundane or trivial today will be incredibly interesting to people in the future. For instance, if you read histories, personal histories of people that lived in this area around the turn of the last century, people walked everywhere, or towns would walk, take a day's walk to play a baseball game. You know, people from Lake Ann would walk to Empire. They probably didn't think that that was particularly interesting at all at the time. But today, that to us strikes us as incredibly interesting because it's so foreign to us.
Right.
So it's almost like finding a foreign culture in the area that you live in, which is, I think, one of the most compelling things about doing oral history, is that it's just going to get more and more valuable over time.
Here with Matt Kern, station manager for Traverse Area Community Media, we're discussing the Reflections oral history program that he has established because of something that you experienced in your own life, right, mm-hmm. Matt?
Yeah, actually, a few years ago, I found a recording that my dad made of my great-grandmother where he just invited her over. I think it was in 1988. I'm in the background of the video as a baby, and he just essentially did an oral history with my grandmother on cassette tape, or great-grandmother, sorry. And she was born in 1899 in Calumet, Michigan. And he has her go through her whole family tree. He has her talk about what it was like growing up in the UP in the early 1900s. And she has some incredible memories from that time. And it just was such a powerful memento that he made. He told me that it was just impromptu. She was visiting and he got the idea and decided to do it. It only took about an hour. And there's this incredibly powerful legacy or recorded on video. And so it really is a powerful medium, video and audio, to capture an intimate look at our friends, family, and loved ones.
Here in WTCM News Talk, we love to connect with our listeners. And there's so much about our region that really draws us in because we look outside, the landscape is amazing. Or maybe it is just that feeling that we get because we are so connected to our neighbors. Or if we don't live in the region, we visit here often, we feel that connection because there is something very special here. Well, now through this Reflections oral history program. Those that love the region or are connected to the region in some way may be able to share their own history and mm-hmm. tell their own stories. There are so many of us, and especially over the holidays or at any time of year when you have your extended family together, I imagine there are a variety of conversations that are similar to, hey, you know what, we should actually record this, or you know what, you just told this great story, Uncle Joe, why don't you tell it again and we'll record you? But does it ever happen? You know, it's a great intention, but does it ever happen? And the beauty of Traverse Area Community Media actually giving a space to plan it and make it happen. As an individual in the community, we may be able to reserve that room and have mm-hmm. those cameras and the microphones mm-hmm. that can actually record that.
The beauty of this project is that it doesn't require any technical skill from the participants. We'll handle all of the technical aspects of it. It really just requires a willingness to share your experiences. And so it's as easy as booking a session and then showing up to share your experiences.
How long would you plan to be in the studio at Traverse Area Community Media?
These sessions that we have, the default session is 90 minutes. So there's some setup time at the beginning of maybe 15 to 20 minutes. So the interviews could really last up to a little over an hour around there. And if somebody felt that they needed more time, they could book another session as well.
How would they make that appointment?
The easiest way is to go to our website, reflections.video, or to call us at 231-929-4188. We can help you book a session over the phone, or if you just have questions about the project, we can do that as well. This is all completely free. So there is no cost to the participants. The file of the recording will be provided to all the participants after they do their recording, a few days afterward. And people can do what they want with that. They could make as many DVD copies as they want. They could buy a DVD copy from us if they want as well. We do have to charge for those just for staff time. It's a project that we're really trying to make as accessible as possible.
You're opening your studio with the technical equipment that someone would need, and you're giving them pointers. And the fact that it's free, how do you cover costs of something like this? How does your organization pay to keep the lights on?
We are funded by franchise and PEG fees collected from cable subscribers in the townships of Elmwood, East Bay, Garfield, and Traverse City. And those funds are used to maintain a public access channel and a training facility and to create media that has value to the region. So we see this fitting right in the smack dab in the middle of all of the values and principles that guide public access television. It helps create and instill community identity. And so we see this media as having incredible value to the community over time.
And these stories that are available here with Matt Kern, he is a station manager at Traverse Area Community Media here on WTCM News Talk 580. We are sharing a lot of the value that he is mentioning through Reflections Oral History Program, developed just recently in January 2020, now available to our public. And you may learn more at reflections.video online. And Matt, what are some of the memorable things that occur when those individuals come into your studio to record their oral history?
Because we just announced this, I've only actually conducted one of these interviews so far. Some of the standouts from that interview, it was a person who is from Williamsburg, Michigan, and his family moved to the area in the 1860s. He talked about his family chartering porters in a canoe. And they took his family from Port Huron to Lake Skegamog on a large cargo canoe. And he talked about their surprise when they came to the dam that had just been put in Elk Rapids.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Not expected there to be a dam there. And that they had to then recruit all these people from, I think it was a mill there, to help carry the canoe up to Elk Lake. Just stories like that. There was One other one, this wasn't from an interview that I conducted, but from one I found on one of the DVDs that was provided from the Empire Area Museum. And it was from a woman that lived in Empire and the surrounding area her whole life. She was born in 1899, and she taught out on the Manitou Islands in a schoolhouse her and her sister did. She told a story about one winter when she was teaching out there, when her and her sister hadn't received mail from Leland for over a week. So they decided to walk from North Manitou Island to Leland, which is a 10-mile walk across the ice. And they just set out one morning without telling anyone because they didn't want to worry anyone.
Oh, and that would not worry anyone. Oh my gosh, what? Oh my gosh.
And they walked across the ice from North Manitou Island to Leland. And then they walked back.
Oh my gosh.
I think the next day.
Oh, I'm sure no one even noticed. No one was worried. I would. Oh my gosh. That's remarkable. So you've got these archive stories that are from the Empire area that were collected, now are part of the archive here at the Traverse Area Community Media Station. And all of this compilation can grow because, mm-hmm. like you mentioned here with Matt Kern, the station manager at Traverse Area Community Media, you've mentioned that you are welcoming these stories that are available on any kind of media. Would it need to be mm-hmm. on a DVD or a cassette tape?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have any recordings on any format, any media that you think would be welcome in this archive or would be good additions to this archive, please contact us on our website at reflections.video. And you can, or even stop by at our office at 324 Munson Avenue in Traverse City, and we will do our best to help you add that to the archive. Because this project is in its infancy right now, we don't have the online venue built up yet, but over the coming weeks, we're going to have a lot of those Empire Area Museum DVDs of Empire residents from the 1970s through the early 2000s, that will all be up on that archive, and then any of the new ones that we've recorded.
So we'll be able to go to reflections.video and be able to search all of these stories that, mm-hmm. that you're collecting and putting up. I'm here with Matt Kern of the Traverse Area Community Media Center and here in Traverse City. And we're discussing the Reflections program, the oral history program that is capturing and sharing all these stories from those that are experiencing life in Michigan, especially here in northern Michigan. I imagine there are those individuals that think, oh, well, you know what? I have my iPhone, and it's so great at capturing these images. So I think that I'll just set this up myself, and maybe that will be enough. I have limited skills, but, you know, the technology of my iPhone is great. Let me know, what are some of the benefits of coming into your studio that people may not realize are very important when you're capturing this type of storytelling?
The main benefit is the audio quality. And I think it's a good thing to say while on the radio. That's one of the main things that separates radio and television that a lot of people don't realize, is that the audio quality of radio is really good. And similar to that, if you record a video on your iPhone, the image might look great, but it's very difficult to get good audio out of a phone unless you have the microphone right up to your mouth. And so the main benefit of coming to us is that we handle all the technical aspects of it, so you don't have to worry about that. And the audio quality may not seem like the most important thing, but I'm actually a huge proponent of audio being the most important part of video, because you can watch bad picture quality, but you can't comfortably listen to bad audio quality. And also, there's something really powerful about the human voice that draws us in. It forms a really intimate connection between the speaker and the listener. Just recently, I read about a study that was done at University of Wisconsin about the hormone oxytocin, which is the hormone that makes us feel loving connection. And the level of oxytocin that the brain releases is very similar to when we hear a loved one's voice or when we actually hug a loved one, that the brain responds basically the same to the human voice as it does to physical contact. So it's really important, if you're going through all the trouble of sharing these stories, to have it be in as good a quality as possible, especially good audio quality, because it'll help people connect with your stories and feel an intimate connection to what you're describing.
I'm so grateful that you were able to share that, because it is important, and that audio quality, and beyond just being here at WTCM News Talk Radio, we do greatly value that human voice and that connection with audiences that way. And so, yes, if you're thinking that you may have all those technical capabilities because you have an awesome iPhone, great. I'm grateful that you have that. But consider going to the station here at Traverse Area Community Media.
And not to contradict myself after saying all of that, but if you can't come into our studio and you still really do want to share your stories, record them in any way that you can. Record them just as an audio recording on your phone, or record it as a video recording. There are really inexpensive microphones that you can get, lavalier microphones that you can get for a smartphone that would make the audio quality substantially better. But even if you have just an old cassette recorder and that's the only thing you have, please record your stories and share them with us, and we'll do our best to get those out there for the public to have access to.
Matt Kern here with us on Boomer Ability. I'm Wendy Nienhaus. This morning we're sharing more about the Reflections, the oral history program that is being developed and put on by Traverse Area Community Media. Here on WTCM News Talk, we love to connect with our listeners. What was something that your great-grandmother shared that you remember as just being pretty remarkable, having your dad interview your great-grandmother this way? What was something that she shared?
One story that she told was about her father making ice skates by hand for her and all of her siblings. And they grew up right south of Calumet in Lake Linden, which is it shares that waterway with Houghton and Hancock. And she talked about ice skating out there all winter long out on the ice, but just that those were the types of activities that they were able to afford to do in that time. And I just think I feel connected to her in that way, because that was something that I did all winter long as a kid. Was I went out ice skating on East Bay every winter. And I remember my dad setting up my skates when I was a little kid, you know, lacing up my skates. And when I heard her describe that story, I thought back to my childhood, and I felt, even though we're a few hundred miles away from where she grew up, I felt connected to her in that moment.
And that's what we can still continue to do now. So if you feel you have a story, get connected with Matt Kern or those that are at Traverse Area Community Media. I'm Wendy Nienhaus. This is Boomer Ability here on WTCM News Talk 580, and we really enjoy sharing a little bit more about our region and those things that happen and those individuals that make it special. Matt Kern, this morning, station manager at Traverse Area Community Media, has really shared with us the opportunity for you as a listener to tell your story, to connect.
Anyone in the community that's interested in sharing their story can go to our website, which is reflections.video instead of .com. So reflections.video, or they can call 231-929-4188, 231-929-4188, to book a session. And then we have on our website, we also have some resources for people to prepare for their interviews. And you can either be interviewed by one of us or by a friend or family member. And basically, we're just looking to get people's experiences and really record kind of intimate stories that people think would be really good stories to share with the community or to pass on to their friends and family members.
Thank you so much, Matt Kern. I'm Wendy Nienhaus. This has been Boomer Ability here on WTCM News Talk 580. We look forward to having you join us every Saturday morning. And remember, you may also visit us online, boomerability.com, for all of our conversations with all of our Northern Michigan guests. Thank you so much, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was fun.
This was fun. You're listening to Boomer Ability, WTCM News Talk 580, Traverse City.